Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. Today is a great day to be alive and a terrific topic on our show. I'm referring to romance and marriage. I have been happily married to my wonderful wife, Jennifer, now for almost 7 years. Compare that amount of time to Zig and his redhead, I'm a newlywed. I love to find ways to surprise and delight Jennifer. Hey, if you're running low on ideas, this podcast will probably spark your creative energy. Let's listen together as Zig tells us how romance can last a lifetime.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Gentlemen, protect your wives. When you're in a social situation and they want to show pornographic movies, or they start telling off-color stories, I encourage you to remind the person who's doing the telling that a lady is present. Now, let me tell you why. A lot of times at those little social get-togethers, you've got people there, both male and female, who are prospecting for a sexual partner. And they watch the way you laugh, they watch the way you act, and the next day, you can bet on it, the telephone is going to be ringing. How many times has a husband or wife lost their mate and their, quote, best friend at the same time? Again, sex is like a fire. In the fireplace, it's warm and comfortable. In the marriage bed, it's one of God's great gifts. But you get it out of bounds, and then you are going to experience difficulty. Universal law, I'll repeat it again, you're what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You can change for the good or you can change for the bad. You can choose what you put in your mind. Question, how many of you have ever gone to a movie and laughed? See your hand? Okay, that seems to be all of you. How many of you have ever gone to a movie and cried? All right. Now, do you really think it's because they put something in the seats? Or was it because they put something on the screen that went in your mind that affected you emotionally? That's what I'm talking about. You see, the truth is, we have both a will and an imagination. But when you compare the two, when will meets imagination in a head-to-head conflict, put your money on imagination because he is going to be the winner. When we're tempted, we literally need to flee. We need to stay away from that sort of thing. And if you don't believe it can have an impact, ask Jimmy Swaggart. And I say that not by any stretch of imagination to put him down. That was one of the great tragedies in Christendom. But the truth is, you cannot play with fire and not get burned. So what do you do? Well, it's very simple. You replay the tape in your mind of the mate of your youth. You remember how excited you were when you fell in love with your mate? How you would move heaven and earth to spend every moment with that individual? How you connived and manipulated and went out of your way to do everything possible? You remember how enormously attractive she was to you? Read the Song of Solomon and listen to him describe his relationship with his bride in that beautiful poetic language. Replay the tapes in your mind of your youth. When you use that approach, then, ladies and gentlemen, an awful lot of marvelous, marvelous things can happen in your own relationship. This thing called love, the little things that we as individuals can do can make such a dramatic difference in our life. It's not the big things always that make the difference. It very frequently are the little things that can have such an impact on our lives. I love what Marjorie Holmes has to say about love in some of her writings. She says, love is the anguish of waiting for a call that will assure you someone else is happy and safe. That's real love, not the counterfeit stuff. Marjorie Holmes here is talking about real love. How do you build real love? Well, there are a lot of little things that you can do. You can make the coffee on occasion and take them to your mate. In the morning, when you get up a little early, go together and wake the children. Spend an extra 5 minutes together. It's amazing what that will do for your relationship and the security of the child. Go in and lovingly awaken them. But when the child sees the two of you together first thing in the morning, and then when you put them to bed at night together, and they get a secure feeling that's incredible. Do little things for your mate. If your wife has been doing certain things, you switch with her and do them. You let the dog out or the cat in. You take out the garbage. You bring in the groceries. On occasion, massage your mate's feet, or rub their back, our shoulders. The human touch is what is missing so many times in a lot of the marriage relationships. Make a phone call on the lunch break or the coffee break. If you're going to be late a few minutes, call your mate and say, honey, I'm running a little bit late. I'll get there as quickly as I can, but I just wanted you to know everything is going to be all right. Little thoughtful things like that will make a difference. Put a note in the mail on occasion. Oh, I know you come home every night, but drop her a note in the mail. Drop him a note in the mail, and look at the delight on your mate's face when they read that mail. Take a walk together. Not an exercise walk, though that's not a bad idea, but take a casual walk together so that you can chat about things in no hurry. It's not to get you in shape. That's for other occasions, but it does do some wonderful things for the relationship. What is love? Love is saying, you're tired, honey. I'll get up this time. And stumbling through the darkness to warm a bottle or comfort a frightened child. It's not the big things that make those big differences. It's the little things that make the big differences. A couple of important reminders. Love is not the basis for marriage. Marriage is the basis for love. Being loved is the second best thing in the world. Loving someone is the best. I just love this story. Today, after years of marriage, I am more sensitive to the thrill of her presence than I've ever been. When I come on her unexpectedly in a crowd, it's like a glad little song rising up somewhere inside me. When I catch her eye in public, it is though she were hanging out a sign with the exact word of inspiration I need right then. When I drive home in the evening, I must consciously guard the foot pedal lest I step on the gas a little too fast as I approach the house where she waits for me. I still count it the biggest thrill when she comes hurrying from wherever she is to greet me. And as I look down the road ahead, I see an elderly man and woman going into the sunset hand in hand, I know in my heart that the end will be better than the beginning. Charlie Shedd wrote those words over a quarter of a century ago, and they proved to be prophetic. The marriage continued to grow, and the love continued to increase. After over 50 years of marriage, his beloved died in his arms, thus ending that beautiful romance. Am I a romanticist? I guess I am. I believe that sort of thing is very possible. But stay with me as I share one of the most significant things of all, and that's this. What is success? What is success? Let me share with you what I think it is. If I were to make millions and millions of dollars but destroy my health and sacrifice my integrity in the process, then I would have paid a price that's too high. That's what success is all about. And then as St. Matthew so eloquently put it, what profited a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Truth is, you are going to be dead lots longer than you're going to be alive. When we look at the total success, what I'm talking about is the total package. Yes, courtship after marriage is important. Romance really can last a lifetime and get better throughout that lifetime.
What can you do for someone you love today? How can you tell your mate today that you love them? Here's an idea. The podcast will be over in a minute, so let's pick up the phone and call our spouse and tell them in a short telephone call how much we love them. That is certainly simple enough, and I am excitedly anticipating lots of happy spouses today. This is Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler.
Inspiring true performance.